shoot, let's jump on these picks.
Let's get it. Okay. See, that line have moved already. Chiefs at home, favored by a point and a half over the Buffalo. The red hot Buffalo Bills just played probably the best playoff game game period I ever seen. No punts, no field goals, no turnovers. That got to be a sick feeling as a defense. But we'll start with Z, man. You the guest, man. Who you got in this one?
I got the Bills starting fast, but I got KC rallying back. I got KC.
Got KC winning, and you probably don't know much about these spreads, but you got them winning by 2 points or more.
I stay out the whole gambling thing, but I got them by at least three. I just think Andy Reid and Mahomes at home. First off, I just know that's just a tough situation, and those guys have been in these type of environment. I think the Bills are a great team. They hot, but that was just like too perfect of a game. Like y'all didn't have anything bad. It's like y'all didn't got all y'all. Sometimes I feel like you get all your great plays out too early. Sometimes like it can't go no better than that. So I like Kansas City at home.
Where you at with AB?
Man, shit, I'm with the Bills, man. This is one of my dogs. Sure, you coming to playoffs and almost a 50 piece. Hey, again, I'm big on the momentum. Kansas City, definitely a great team. High power offense, like you said, Andy Reid, definitely gonna have his team ready to play. But then I just feel like sometimes it's just like it's their time, and I just think Josh Allen and what the Bills are doing, what the defense is doing, Leslie Frazier, I think the Bills might get this one. I'm gonna go Bills in this one.
I'm on the Bills too. I'm caught in the moment right now. Josh Allen, he got me being a believer right now. That's it, man. And the Chiefs, they hot. They can get rolling, obviously, but they've had some lulls throughout the season, especially offensively. And that shit happened this week. And I like the Bills' defense. Yeah. Love their defense. Love that, best safety tandem in the league, I think. Two All-Pros at the safety position, which is obviously super important in the run and pass game. So
has that ever happened, yo? You got two All-Pros? Safety tandem?
Maybe LOB days with Cam and Earl. The boys do it. And they both kind of interchangeable. They can cover, they can
that's the best
deep part of the field, they can be in a run game.
They're great players.
Yeah, you got some great coordinators in this game too, on both sides. Spags. Yeah. Defensively with the Chiefs, Leslie Frazier defensively with the Bills, and you got Daboll and Eric Bieniemy on the offensive side. So should be a good game, close game. I got the Bills though. I got the Dogs
for sure.
It's a rematch too. I remember Diggs, man to alone. He was standing on the field looking at him last year. We're gonna see if he get his revenge. All right, next one, NFC, LA Rams coming off obviously a big win on the road down there in Tampa. And they were Tampa Tom, man. Tampa Tom favored by 3 points at home. The Bucks are. Which way you going in this one, Z?
I'm going to go with the Dogs, man. I like L.A. I think it's going to be tough. I think Stafford definitely going to have to get this one. Cam Akers, he's going to have a tough time with Vontae back and Devin White. They're gonna lock down that running game. I just think a lot of attention was being paid to Odell last week. He got back popping, but Cooper Kupp is still special out there. I just think the Bucks, as great as they are, as great as Tom is, I just feel like they got a lot of losses right now on offense. With just Mike Evans there, without Godwin, obviously without AB, and then their backs are kind of still trying to get back healthy. So I think it's going to be a little bit tough for them. I like Jalen Ramsey on their side, and that Rams D lines is they feel like they're just catching that rhythm. I feel like Vaughn finally getting back in that rhythm. He finally comfortable out there, and then obviously AD going AD. And I feel like when you playing Tom, you need. I don't know if a young boy going to take time. I feel like you need an old vet who kind of been in the game a little bit, and I think Stafford dog enough to kind of maybe put the nail in this one. So I like LA on the road, man.
They are banged up, man. Worse, that all pro right tackle, he banged up. He might be out. Center banged up. But before what's it like playing against and game planning for Cooper Kupp? He triple crown winner this year, receptions, yards, touchdowns. Crazy numbers. He's involved in the run game as well. What's it like prepping for a weapon like that?
It's just tough. As you guys know, a guy who outside slide, he lined up in the backfield against us, and he just could do so much. He's a special guy, just, you know, everywhere on the field. He's a bomb threat. He's one of those guys that's not only a great route runner, but he's great after the catch too. So, you know, you got to make sure you got that blanket over top of him. Got to double him. But then when you do that, you know, you open it up for everybody else. Jefferson's a good player, and now Odell's game. I really liked how they used to use Robert Woods in their passing game.
Yeah.
A lot of the jet sweeps and a lot of different things. I really liked how he played. And like I said, at the end of the day, they're really a outside zone boot team too. So it's just like when, if they get that running game flowing too, it's kind of tough to beat, because then you got to bring somebody down and you open it up for Cup on the outside. So, you know, he's they a great player. Stafford finding him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, with this one, AB, you with a dog again?
Man.
Right with you got Stafford?
Hey, I am. You know what I mean? I'm going with another dog.
Many times you done played 12 in the playoffs at that, and you gonna go with Matt.
So
Andrew Stafford.
So when we would go against TB12, you got Wes Walker, you got Romp, Aaron Hernandez, he got his full arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
He got his full arsenal. You got your old all-pro tackle, might not be playing. And you dealing with Von Miller, you dealing with AD coming, and at the end of the day, we've seen in the past what Tom Brady, what he struggles with. If you got a front four who can get off that quarterback, it's gonna be a tough day. And the Rams, they have that. You know, they got a front four that can get after the quarterback. I think it's gonna be a close game, a tight game, but I'm going with the dog again.
Well, I'm going with Tom at home. All that other shit, I'm going with Tom at home. At home.
That's not a bad pick.
I got the Bucks winning. I got the Bucks covering. I don't see it happening. I don't see it going the other way.
Hey, look at here. If the Bucks center is out of there, they about to call in for some, because AD's
going to play. I think
AD's going to go nuts.
Yeah, I think just, and that does worry me, that D line, because you think about the Super Bowl losses, and like you said, just play. Obviously, you played against him a bunch of times. And you get that pressure in his face. Mm-hmm. Not really out here. You get that pressure up here, that'd change the game. And last game, you saw it took him kind of a little while to get on the same page with some of his receivers. Mm-hmm. You know, Philly was just out there, just running around, but you know. So it's gonna be different this week. I am a little worried, but I got Brady winning and covering. Okay. Green Bay Packers at home, 6-point favorites. Like I said, the weather's supposed to be brick. San Fran coming after big upset win on the road to Dallas last week. 6-point dogs. Which way you going in this one, Z?
I got Green Bay. I feel like San Fran's a hot team. They're a physical team. I honestly feel like they're the type of team that's built to play in this type of weather, but Green Bay at home at Lambeau, it's just too much. AR 17, they got a whole different connection. I don't really know if San Fran has anybody or anything to kind of slow that down. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, the baddest man on the planet right now. He doing what he want, no vax, whatever he want. It don't even matter. So I got AR at home. I think they'll cover too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you, Z. I got Green Bay winning. I got them covering. Think, you know, Aaron Rodgers is gonna do what Aaron Rodgers does. The Adams. But you know, again, San Fran, man, Debo, he's been having a hell of a year. He's got there, you know, create some matchups and do what he's been doing. But I still think Green Bay, man, they get the job done.
Packers by 17. Jeez. Yeah, I got the Packers winning. I think I'm gonna go San Fran covering though, man. It's gonna be a physical game, and San Fran got some fucking bullies over there. They got some straight bullies, and if they come out of that yak again, I got them covering. Trent, Debo, I like them boys, man. So Packers win, San Fran covers. You know I believe in Jimmy G, but I think the train stops. I think the train stops here, man. And the last one, back in the AFC, Hold on, let me feedback. Cincinnati Bengals on the road, coming off their first playoff win in 31 years with Joe Cool at the helm. They're going out there to Nashville to face Fresh Leg Henry. Nashville, Tennessee Titans, 3.5-point favorites. Which way are you going in this one, Z?
I got to go Tennessee. I think their team is just ready for this moment. They fought through a lot of adversity. I know the Bengals is hot right now, man. Burrow and Chase, they hot. They got that connection. But Tennessee going to play bully ball. They're going to keep the ball away from them. They're going to try to control the ball, keep Burrow and them on the sideline, cool them off. That defense, Rabel going to have them ready. Chase ain't going to be by himself all day. They're going to double him. They're going to put everything on top of him, make somebody else
better.
Rabel no better than that. And then I think just with Henry back in the building, man, that just gave him a different type of energy. You know, knowing you got, you know, the workhorse back on your side, it just kind of give you that boost. I got Tennessee, but I don't know, 3.5. I don't know how that worked, but I think it's going to be close. Maybe they don't cover.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Shit.
I'm with you. I'm with you right there. I'm with you across the board. Tennessee wins, Cincinnati cover. That hook going to get you. It's going to be a close game.
Shit, you know where I'm at, with. I'm with Cincy, baby. I'm rocking the cool Joe and Chase and the boys, man. You know. So I got Cincy. I got another dog.
Another dog. Hey, just to let you know, last week, the favorites were 5-1. Mm. You know, with that one obviously being Jimmy G and the San Francisco 49ers winning. But all right, you got a lot of dogs this week.
Hey,
you might know something.
Hey,
you might know something.
Hey,
man.
Hey, D-Bot, I'm gonna let you know this right now, yo. Do not let me go crazy this weekend, yo. I promise you, if my money line and my against the spread is great this weekend, hey, that Monday show gonna be wild, boy. I'm trying to tell
you. You popping your shit?
Hey, you know, popping my shit.
I can't blame you, man. But it's gonna be a good weekend of football, man. I'm looking forward to it.